There's going to be a household hazardous waste drop-off event. This is being done by every council across the coast. And I guess hazardous waste needs to be disposed of correctly, which is why you're asking people to get involved in this.
That's right. It's a once-in-a-yearly opportunity. And what we're talking about here is solvents from household cleaners, floor care products, ammonia-based cleaners, poisons, pool chemicals, acids, alkalis. And for more information, people can just visit the Burnie website or rethinkwaste.com.au. So it's a good opportunity to get rid of that stuff out of the cupboard, out of the wardrobe, out of the garage.
This will be on the 17th of April, which is a Saturday from 10 till 2, and people in the Burnie municipality can just drop off those materials, no questions asked, at the Waste Management Centre.
So it's the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, right. Okay. That wasn't on my list, but thank you for that. The council's continuing to roll out the Check-In TAS app across its facilities. I've got to say, Steve, I've used this a couple of times already, and it's very easy, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's been programmed and tested on people to make sure that everyone's able to use it. Unfortunately, there will be some in the community that may not be able to use it, so I believe that still the physical handwritten one will still be taken. But we prefer people to use the app to be able to acknowledge their entry into premises.
Yeah, very simple to download as well, and it sort of becomes compulsory from May the 1st, doesn't it?
That's right. And that's a good initiative to make sure that we're all safe.
Now, the school holidays are continuing this week, and there's been a number of events being run on behalf of the council. The council aren't running them anymore, but it's being done on behalf of the council.
Look, it was an initiative last year undertaken by council. We felt that there are better service providers to be able to undertake these functions. And, staff have told me that there was a bigger events season this year than we've had before, simply because of the fact that we utilised people that had the everyday experience to run these events. And the opportunity is there. There's a multitude of events, ranging from gaming to disc golf, laser tag, scooting, BMX, karting, collaging, wildlife tours, you name it, it's there. And also there's plenty of activities for the little ones at the Burnie Library, which is a resource that more people should use.
Okay, and most of the events are free as well, Steve?
That's right.
Yep.
So accessibility is important.
Yep, more details on the Burnie Council website, which is burnie.net, and then follow the links to School Holiday Fun. There's a community clean-up happening on the 13th to the 15th of April, and this is, I think, on a Tuesday, Wednesday and a Thursday. But this is a group that's been based, or they've done things in the north and the south of the state, but they haven't done anything on the northwest coast yet. But this will happen next week, in fact.
The conservation volunteers, and what will happen is the information that gets obtained from out of this collection will be uploaded to AusMap, which is an Australia-wide citizen science project mapping microplastics and their movements. So we're certainly getting on top of the world as far as mapping and tracing, not only in our normal lives, but also our waste as well.
Okay. And this more details again on the website, burnie.net, for details on that one. The Burnie Surf Life Saving Club is almost halfway through its centenary year. There's been a book written about it. I had the President Stuart Payne on my Saturday Sports Show last week. It's been a massive year for them. And the icing on the cake is that they won the senior state titles last week.
Well, it was a fantastic weekend. I mean, weather-wise, and the beach looked amazing. It hosted more than 200 competitors from 11 clubs across Tassie. So Burnie does have that ability to drag a big crowd in, and we certainly did that last weekend.
Anzac Day is coming up on the 25th of April, and it is going ahead. We know there was talk about the Hobart thing not happening, but then there was a bit of a backlash on that, and it's been decided that events will go ahead in Tasmania. It's not happening all over Australia, but we're lucky enough that we're able to do them here, and Burnie's no different.
Look, I think it's a credit to all Tasmanians, the way we reacted to COVID and the precautions that we took. The commemorative marches will be restricted to veterans and band participants only, however, but the community must register, and all attendees must be registered in advance, and that can be done at the website. Laying of wreaths must be registered by the 16th of April on the link, which is www.localtickets.com.au/event/12937. But I'd probably go to the council's website, which is a little bit easier.
Yep, and there's links on there as well. Anzac Day will go ahead. A little bit different to previous years, but it's better than not having one, which is what the case was last year, I guess.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have to react and respond nowadays differently to what we did in the past. So complacency is no longer an option. We have to certainly map and track and think about our events and the way we undertake them from now on into the future.
Indeed, and lest we forget, Steve, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to be on holidays next fortnight when we would have caught up, so I'll talk to you in a month's time, but thanks for your time today.
Well, you have a good break, mate, and be careful on your bike.
Yeah, well, good on you, Steve. Steve Collins, the Mayor of Burnie, today's Mayor on the Air.